Assault, threats of violence and bullying are just some of the major difficulties school principals have reported in a nationwide survey released today. One in four principals say they've experienced physical violence. Now, most of that's being carried out by their students. But the study also found some parents are just as bad as the unruly kids when it comes to dishing out emotional abuse. Their encounters with principals are said to be taking a major toll on the school leaders, and the study says support measures are urgently needed. Sarah Sedgi reports.
Lila Malachik has been the principal at Marylands High School for 13 years and says teaching can exact a heavy toll.
I am aware of incidents where principals have been hurt physically by parents who have certainly wanted to have their voice heard, and I am aware of many instances where parents have been most unhelpful in their abusive, aggressive verbal attacks on principals.
She says there are many reasons why parents take out their frustrations on school staff.
They obviously want the best for their child. Many parents are not fully conversant with more appropriate ways of expressing or trying to protect their child from a perceived problem. That's one issue. I think mental health issues are increasing. For children, I think it's unfortunate that they actually see their parents in the main or adults showing that type of behaviour, and it's an awful role modelling situation for children to see that that is the way that you need to negotiate through an issue or a conversation.
Lila Malachik is one of more than 3,600 school principals and assistant principals from all over the country to take part in a study looking at the health and well-being of school leadership. The final report is based on 4 years' worth of data collated by the Australian Catholic University and Teachers Health Fund, and some of its findings are startling. For example, principals experience violence at work at a rate 7 times higher than the general population, and threats of violence against them are 5 times higher. Associate Professor Philip Riley from the ACU authored the report.
We don't trust our institutions anymore, and we have high levels of anxiety in the community based around things like NAPLAN results and stuff. And that is causing a whole lot of angst in the community. And I think there are a lot of parents who are now really worried about their kids' futures, and they're potentially taking it out on principals, and I would assume teachers too, although I don't have actual figures for teachers.
Do you think it's something that parents and students do need to take more notice of? It wasn't that long ago that a Victorian teacher won a landmark case and was compensated for the damage the abuse by students caused him.
Yeah, exactly. If you looked at in detail at that case, there were some structural issues that could have protected him more that weren't being instigated.
The report says the establishment of an independent body to address bullying and violence is one way to tackle the issue. Others include providing more support to principals. But the huge workloads are also adding to their pressure. Sharon Saitlick has been the principal at Mont Albert Primary School in Victoria for more than a decade and also took part in the study.
We are expected to be everything to everyone. We have to deal with various administration. We've got to be technical leaders, cultural leaders, educational leaders, human leaders, and also do so in a symbolic manner that makes sure that we are the face of our schools. And there's very complicated aspects of what we do at various times, and it can be an incredibly fulfilling job. I don't think any principal in any school is not passionate about what they do, but in saying that, it does take high energy levels, huge enthusiasm, high commitment, and does have an emotional toll on our own well-being and welfare.
Sharon Saitlick, the principal at Mont Albert Primary School in Victoria, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.